Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
Thembisa Fikuda is a political analyst at Africa Asia Dialogue. A very good morning to you, and thanks for joining us. How are you doing this morning?
Well, thank you.
Good. So, President Biden saying that the withdrawal was an extraordinary success. Well, I'm not sure whether it was or whether it wasn't. It certainly didn't appear that way. But what happens now? What happens to the citizens of Afghanistan?
Life begins under the leadership of Taliban. And that's what's going to be happening now. The Taliban has undertaken to institute certain changes, and we were told that it's not the same Taliban. This is Taliban 2.0 that's coming into leadership right now. So we'll have to wait and see. But, it's a moment of truth now for the Taliban. The easy part was fighting, and the easy part was using the battle of the gun to win the power that they ultimately gained. But now the reality has started, which is leading and attracting investment, making sure that there's safety and security, and people of Afghanistan enjoy all the comforts that you and I do enjoy outside Afghanistan. So it's going to be quite a task for them, having been fighting for the past 20 years, not necessarily, used to the normal politicking. And that's where the test, I think, is going to be at moving forward.
But do you think it's only a test if they want it to be? In other words, if this is a value for them to try and become a regular political party that's, and govern a country with human rights laws, that's something that they can choose to do or not choose to do. We don't know, or certainly there haven't been necessarily any signs that this is what they want. Or have there been signs that they want to become this type of recognized state?
Well, it's only been rhetoric so far. We've only been told by the spokespersons, both in Doha and in Kabul, saying that they will, for example, allow girls to go to school, as if that's quite a revolutionary step that they've taken. But for the Taliban, of course, it is revolutionary to allow girls to go to school. So right now we're taking their word for it. We haven't seen any signs that they're going to be doing that. Instead, we've had reports that there's been retaliatory actions against those that used to assist the United States and other NATO countries in Afghanistan. So last week, for example, women were suspended from going to work, and the message that was sent was that the Taliban is still trying to adjust to realities, and the leadership is trying to teach their members on the ground who are currently manning all the checkpoints in Kabul that it's okay for them to allow women to go to work. So those are the kind of things that are currently taking place. It has likely been a rhetoric and promises from the spokespersons of Afghanistan that they are going to try and implement reforms. So we'll have to wait and see what's going on.
The problem with that, of course, is that even by saying so, they're still not allowing women to go to work, claiming that it's in order to train the Taliban to do better. The question is, what happens? How long will that take? Is it a week? Is it a day? Or is it a year that it's going to take them? And is it ever? Quite a difficult situation, because we don't know what is true and what is not true.
Yeah, it's going to be very difficult because we don't know. And how soon the information is going to trickle to the members of the Taliban on the ground, that's another story. The technology is not that good in Afghanistan. They still rely mainly on cell phones. There's WhatsApp struggles to even be effective in some places in Afghanistan. They're using different forms of communication, as many organizations or media organizations like WhatsApp and Facebook and others have stayed away from Afghanistan, nor have they recognized the Taliban as a legitimate organization that qualifies to use those kind of mediums of communication. So it's going to be very difficult for them to even spread the word to their members on the ground, telling them exactly what's going on. In Kabul, it's difficult. Can you imagine what will be happening in other rural areas of Afghanistan? That's going to be even much, much more difficult. So yeah, it's going to be quite a steep hill to climb for the Taliban. But I just feel sorry for the women of Afghanistan moving forward.
And of course, the information as well, as you say, difficult even within Afghanistan. Imagine trying to get information out. So if something, if human rights atrocities are being committed by the Taliban, if people are being abused as they have done in the past, it's going to be quite difficult for us to even start to get that information.
Yeah, I mean, most of the organizations are operating in Kabul, and the reports of human rights abuses that we hear are mainly in Kabul, but other places of Afghanistan, there's no existence of any of these organizations. They're all stationed in Kabul. So it's going to be really, really hard moving forward. In other parts of Afghanistan, it's business as usual. I don't think there's going to be any reforms in any way or form because there's no spotlight, particularly the media and other watchdogs looking at the implementations of reforms as promised by Afghanistan. So all eyes are going to be in Kabul, but the rest of Afghanistan will remain. I mean, we know now that there's an emergence of this ISIL, Khorasan or ISIL-K, within their territories, in central Afghanistan, north of Afghanistan, etc., and all those areas that are bordering Iran. I'm not quite sure whether these kind of reforms are going to reach that part of Afghanistan.
Very, very scary times ahead for the people of the country. Thembisa Fakuda, political analyst at Africa Asia Dialogue. Thank you for chatting to us and giving us that perspective.